ABC has done a little primetime show on you. Tell me about that.
Well, the ABC show came out. It was the first show that came out and that revealed what I looked like. And this was part of the deal with the contract that I signed with Penguin. You know, if I was going to get do this contract with them, they wanted me to reveal my face.
You'd been hiding before that.
Yeah, before this, my face wasn't out there. Yeah,
well, as they say, you have a face, Adam, for radio. So.
Yeah. Well, so anyway, the show came out, and you know, it wasn't exactly you know, what I was hoping for. I think it was quite a negative look on what I do.
Did they not believe you, Adam?
Well, you know, they seemed sincere when they were here and everything, but, you know, when I saw the show, it was quite apparent that they were doing everything they can to twist it around to try to make me look bad. You know, there were a lot of things that were just, like, you know, so far off. Like, I think one of the biggest things, for example, was they made my workshops, these talks I do, they made them seem like the only people that come are these sick, desperate people that are expecting me to come and magically touch them, and they're going to magically get better.
Right.
And
right.
That's not the
No, some people are just interested. Some people want the gift, and they want to learn it. And I'm sure some people are sick, and they want help.
Well, the majority of the people at my talks are actually health practitioners and people that, like you said, are just interested in these types of energies, interested in learning about more about their own healing abilities. And that's my focus, showing people how they can heal themselves. And the other thing is that the other half of the people that are there that are sick, they're not all there. You know, they try to make it seem like everyone's in a wheelchair, everyone's terminally ill. That's really not the case at all. A lot of the people there that are sick, it's, you know, just a back pain or a, you know, arthritis, things like that.
Now, the people who are sick, I mean, how do you work with these people? Do they find you, make an appointment? What happens?
Well, right now I'm not doing any individual treatments. There's simply just there's too many people. There's just too much demand for these talks, and I'm trying my best to help as many people as I can. And I think the best way I can do this is through these workshops. They're helping a lot of people. But, you know, like I did a survey on my website, and I think more than 1,500 people did it, and something like more than 70% of the people that come to my workshops notice an improvement in their health, and 30%. Are the people that come to my workshops feel that their major health issue is no longer an issue. And when you consider how many people are at each talk, you know, there's 500 people at each talk, that's a lot of people that get helped.
Are you trying to teach people how to heal themselves?
Exactly. That's the focus of my entire work. And, you know, that was one of the things I didn't like about the primetime. They made it seem that they really, you know, skipped over that part and tried to make it seem like I'm saying, come to me, I'm going to magically heal you. But that's really not what I'm saying at all. You know, that's one of the things I don't like about being called a healer, is because when people hear that, that's what they automatically assume. That's the
sure.
The image you automatically get. Some guy is going to run around, you know, some guy wearing robes and sandals and, you know, running around.
But your books are called Dream Healers and things like that, so, you know, it's obvious people call you that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I can see why they're calling that. It's just really, the emphasis of my work is self-empowerment, showing people how they can heal themselves, because everyone can. And there's a lot of scientific studies out there to show that we can influence our own health with intention.
Well, look, there's no question. People like Edgar Mitchell, whom I know and I have the utmost respect for, believe that you have a gift. And, you know, there's a fine line, Adam, and it's unfortunate that you would get accused of it in a special, for example, of trying to make a living with a gift you have without overindulging in it. You know, they made it sound like you were charging for individual treatments.
Yeah.
I don't think you do that.
No, I really don't, and I have no idea where they got that from. And, you know, it was really, you know, there were really a lot of things about the show that I didn't like. I think most people that watch it, though, can see that there was a real negative overtone to the whole thing, that their point of view was very negative.
Why'd you do it?
Well, I did it. I was expecting it to be more of a positive thing when I met them.
Did they trick you?
I wouldn't go as far as saying that. You know, I really don't. I'm really not the type of person to try to cut someone up. I'm really not like that.
All right.
But you know, definitely when I met them, I got a different impression than when I saw the show.
And so you're okay. I understand. They were a little more upbeat and positive, and
yeah.
And then.
one, I mean, one of the things
that happens.
One of the things, like they profiled four people and followed their progress, but they literally had lineups of people at the three workshops that they went to. They had lineups of people with their medical documentation, you know, showing that they had these cancers and the cancers were gone, you know, showing all sorts of different illnesses, showing that they were gone and that they're all better, and they, you know, they had literally lineups of people like this, and they. You know, they just said there's not enough time for you.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, and the of the four people that they, well, for example, there were two people even that had the same oncologist. And these people had conclusive proof that they had cancer, and they just recently got the all clear that it's all gone. But they didn't put these people in. They decided to go with these other people.
Well, the four that they profiled, what happened to them? I mean, were they cured or what happened?
Well, I mean, it depends how you look at it. One of them, Trevor Green, he was a soldier in Afghanistan, and he got hit in the back of the head with an axe.
Oh,
and he was in a permanent vegetative state. The doctor said he was never going to wake up again.
All right.
And his wife contacted me, and I started doing treatments on him, and he woke up out of the coma.
And these treatments are distant energy healing treatments, right? So you don't necessarily have to be in a room with the person.
Well, in Trevor's case, I mostly I did long distance, but I was in the room a couple times.
All right.
But anyway, he woke up out of the coma, and now he's actually speaking full sentences. And yeah, I think just the fact that he woke up.
That sounds like an incredible success story to me.
It is, but they you know, the way they spun it, it didn't seem so positive. I mean, one of the things, for example, they said that Trevor you know suffered a setback, and they forgot to mention that was directly related to the post-operative complications.
Which you can't cure everything.
Well, exactly. It's not magic. And a lot of these people that I work with, for example, that had cancer and then the cancer went away, it took years for it to go away. You know, it took a couple of years for it to go away. It doesn't just happen over the course of 3 weeks.
What did Trevor's wife say? Was she interviewed on camera?
Yeah, and she was very positive.
Okay.
His wife was very positive and very supportive of my work. You know, one of the things was, you know, they filmed me doing the treatment on Trevor. I guess this is one of the negative things they showed about Trevor. And they showed me, I was very uncomfortable in this situation. You know, a lot of the hospital
staff. Normally you don't do this with a camera around you, right?
Yeah, not only was there a camera there, but there's the hospital staff running around, and they all knew what was happening, and they're all very negative about it. It was just it's just not a great environment.
Well, you bring something very fascinating up here, Adam. You said negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
Will negative energy, let's say you're out there, and I got to believe you're full of positive energy when you do what you do. Will negative energy that might be emitting from people around you, people who don't believe, will that hurt your ability to heal?
Well, I think it definitely impacts your ability to heal. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, if you walk into a room with 100 angry people and everyone's just insanely angry, you can sense that. I mean, anyone can sense that. And, you know, it's the same sort of thing. If you're around people that are negative all the time, your body does feel it. You know, if not consciously, subconsciously, you are feeling it.
It exhausts you.
It does exhaust you. And, you know, I can, you know, if I'm around negative people, I'm very sensitive to these things. And, you know, that's not to say, though, that if you're around someone that's negative that you can't heal yourself. I'm not saying that at all. Your intentions affect your health far more powerfully than anyone else's.